sir.
Well, I just wanted to wish you well on your ordeals. You go today to the grand jury?
Grand jury, yeah.
Bob, too, or John? Or...
John is... He's been there for about 5 hours, and he's got another... Oh, about an hour to go, they say.
And, I see.
As soon as he's through, I go in and they'll have me for, I would guess, 4 or 5 hours.
Right, right, right.
So I've been in for an hour already last week and covered all the ground, and it's just a matter of going into details now.
I see.
So it's...
Right, right. Well...
That ought to wrap it up.
I know it's an ordeal for you, and
no,
I want you and John to know that, you know, how I feel... I'm working on it in this end.
Appreciate that. And
everything.
You've got to, and we've
right.
got to work on it.
Yeah.
On your side of it from our end, too, and that...
That'll come.
This thing, well, it's coming now. I mean, the grand jury thing's not an ordeal. It's a chance to get the
truth
out.
Right.
And get it established, at least in the prosecutor.
Yeah.
They have a distorted view.
Prosecutors have?
Sure they do.
Yeah. They've only heard one view. Yeah.
That's right. They have, of course, they don't really have it clearly yet. And we've got to get it.
Of course, they haven't heard Dean yet either.
No, not in the grand jury. They've heard,
every crap he can do, but still trying to work out his immunity.
Yeah, and that would be, if he succeeds in that, that's gonna, we can still handle it, but it's still, that's gonna be very difficult.
I know, but as you know, that's something out of our hands. That's down at the Senate now.
Well, the Senate giving him immunity won't hurt.
Maybe not.
So, because...
Because it doesn't.
We can fight him on the Senate thing, because we get the same public forum that he gets.
I see.
He'll say what he says, and I'm sure they'll put him on first. I hope they do, so they can answer it.
Right.
Then
you and John really have got to fight him, because he's the, you know what I mean? It's the question of, I was just thinking here, talking to Alan a little about people to fight, and we just don't have anybody. You don't want to use Agnew, and, you know, because he, you know.
No, at this point, I don't think
Conway,
you can
so far.
Try to fight it publicly.
No, I don't think so. And we'll see it through, Bob.
Okay,
I mean,
the main thing is
to keep our faith and everything, you know. And
sure.
it's rough, but you know. And I was looking at the cover of Time. How much did the president know, and so forth? But actually, it's the kind of stuff that they've. I mean, it's really just harder than they've done before. But
the same kind of thing. They ride through their own thing, and
right.
ultimately,
right.
we get our points across, and the people are with you. And they're going to be on this.
Well, we're getting
doing the right.
We're getting incidentally an awful lot of good stuff in here too. You know, mail and so forth. You can imagine.
I'm sure you are. I'm
people.
Getting a lot here.
Good for you. Good. Well, there are good people in the world left.
Sure
and so
are.
Forth, so
there
forth.
Are lots of them.
And they know what this son of a gun is trying to do and so forth. The key is probably the key that Moxie's got. What do you anticipate that is?
I can't figure what that could possibly be.
I think it's probably his own MemCons, don't you think?
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
And that, we've got the ultimate protection on that. And
how's that?
Well, as far as you're concerned, and with your own record, but...
Yeah, but...
You may have to use that.
Well, I know.
It's hard, too. I know
we may not want to.
It
may be better. I'm inclined to think that if you ever get into that, I've just been thinking about it, that the best thing there is not to. The best thing there is to use our recollections, you know.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I was going to say to you is this, that we're going to have to, you know, as you know, the executive privilege thing, they've sort of gotten it distorted a bit too much in terms of the fact that even if illegal activities were discussed with, you know, in the president's, you know, for the president and so forth, that was not, you know what I mean? It's the way that I think that it can be handled, it seemed to me, is this, is to say, well, let me say that conversations with the president are privileged, but let me state flatly that no illegal activities of that type were ever discussed. You see what I mean? I think that sort of thing, rather than saying, well, I cannot discuss that because it was a conversation with the president, I I just wonder if you can't open up that much.
Well, I think maybe we can. That after I get past today, I want to spend some time, and I have already, going through some of those things, because there's an awful lot. If we can work out the right way to do it, there's an awful lot that does
a
great amount of good.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Getting into that. But the problem is, if you, and just don't let anybody lull you into a false sense of security on this, the difficult thing is if they decide to
open up.
Well, if we let down privilege in such a way that enables them to take my notes,
no.
Then you see, you have a very different. Now, I've gone through them all, and we can live with those. But it, publicly, they would be give you a couple of months, I'm afraid.
No. Well, your notes, no, nothing written.
And
those are my papers.
See, those papers.
Those are papers are mine. No papers.
If I have to turn those over.
No. But what I was thinking on that, just to talk a minute about that, you got the papers, Bob. Basically, all papers are belong to the president.
Right.
And your notes belong to the president.
Right.
And I talked to Alan. I said there is an absolute line on that.
Right.
Absolute line.
Right.
And no presidential papers, but you can talk on that. And for not even your diary. I mean, not even your logbook. Not a damn thing. No papers, whatever.
See, all that logbook is, as you know, is a distillation of my notes and comments
there isn't.
None. I mean, they don't even tiptoe near that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably logical, but what they're trying to do is make the case against us, then move to the president if they can. They're not trying to go to the president now.
Well, the whole point is this, though.
The press is the only one that's working on the president.
I know, and they will. But John Dean is, and John Dean say he could have made a mem con, it seems to me, of even that conversation, so he must have had one.
Yeah.
Because, Bob, it must have been only a minor conversation, or, you know, when we were talking about it, you or I would have remembered it, wouldn't we?
Sure.
Remembered something.
Sure.
If he'd come in and said, look, Kalmbach is raising money, or we the defendants...
I'm sure there was none of that.
Yeah. Well, that's something that we...
His memcon, of course, is that all that doesn't have any authority except what he chooses to say happened.
That's right. After the fact.
That's right.
That's right.
So,
well, anyway, we don't know what it is. We're not going to borrow trouble. But I just want to be sure my recollection was covered.
I have no problem with that.
That's right.
All. Except surprised that there was such a meeting, because I didn't even remember the meeting.
You probably don't even have a note on the damn thing.
No, I don't.
They didn't make any notes.
No.
That's right. Your notes, though, let me say, are in the possession, and John's notes are in my possession. They belong to me.
Right.
I'll have that. Don't worry. Okay.
And you just got to...
I'll stand absolutely firm on that.
There's
Steel and
Len's spine on that.
Len's not going to make that decision.
Okay.
That's Al and don't worry. Don't worry. I know what that is. We've got very tough people working on that. Kathy Rose.
I think you got you got things moving the right way, and I think as we get into this, I think we can. There'll be some other bum shots, I'm sure, but I think we can deal with them.
I don't know what I think. We're talking a little bit around last night. I mean, I was thinking of even that conversation on the 21st. But God damn it, there where we have a very good recollection, obviously. When you really look at the whole thing, and particularly the conclusion, Bob, we're getting at the goddamned investigation.
Absolutely.
We didn't participate in anything. We didn't order anything.
And you go past that to all the other things at that point in time, and it's there's no question about it.
Well, he went one day later or 2 days later up to up there. But
that all fits together extremely well, and it all fits into part of your...
Now, the point of the matter, too, is that length of time. They say, well, why didn't you do it right away? Well, obviously, I had to get the facts.
Of course.
I don't get the facts. Where I didn't, this fellow for 9 months had said there's nothing going on there.
And then
he comes in and then loads his whole bunch of crap on
me. How do you know he's telling the truth?
And I didn't know what the truth was, and I'm not going to go running to the U.S. attorney with facts. Why didn't he go to the U.S. attorney? That was his job.
That's right.
You know.
No, there's
so we've got to be firm on that part.
I'll tell you, it's perfectly, absolutely clear as you go through all the period from June on through the election, if your concern constantly was how do we get this thing cleared up, how do we get the story out, we've got to get this whatever happened, and you say, we can't, there can't be any covering up here, there can't be any falsification.
Well, I used the term in August in my press conference, it isn't doing something wrong, it's covering up, it's wrong, and there's no cover-up going to be in this case.
Yeah. And that whole point was very clear all the way through with what you were saying, and what we thought we were saying, in talking to John and all that. But John, at some point, started moving in a different direction. I think probably Mitchell was moving in a different direction right from the beginning.
That was it. That was
and
it.
I don't think Dean really realized it.
That's it. And John, I think in retrospect, says, well, gee, I did it all with the approval of Alderman Ehrlichman because he had to pull everybody else in with him. That's the point.
What was being done with our approval was an effort to stay on top of the case,
right,
be aware of what was happening, because obviously there was a high degree of political and sensitivity to all of this, and we were concerned about, what event was going to take place next, who would be arrested or who would be indicted, and all that, to know how to deal with it.
Like, for example, Mitchell or Magruder, somebody that, and incidentally, and it's business, well, did you smile, or did we smile when we said or something that somebody came in? I'd characterize that sort of thing. I'd say, I'd bust the executive privilege. I'd say, look, I can say that But our only concern was getting the indictments and our relief that nobody in the White House staff had been indicted.
That's right.
And we were damn pleased.
We're perfectly happy.
But you know, I still don't. That conversation doesn't ring true to me somewhere or other. I don't. It's on your book, but it,
yeah.
I imagine it just came in and informed us of the thing. You know what I mean? Because we had to know, and that we probably chatted about the case.
Or it could have been on a totally different subject. You know.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Because that.
I would assume not, though. I would.
But it's amazing how little you were involved in that case
yeah.
during all that period.
Well, you know, we thought only August 14th for their one appointment with Dean. So I'm on the will. Now we find there's another one.
Yeah.
But we can.
But it just as you go through
yeah.
all the details.
Well, the point was, Bob, the staff, to its great credit, was you know. We were trying to keep me away from the damn thing
yep.
so that I could concentrate on other things.
We weren't that deeply into it either. It just
oh, I don't.
Much of a matter of concern other than, you know, as there was a new development, how to deal with it. How
that's
to,
right.
You know,
that's
if
right.
they put out a story that about Chapin and Segretti, then we'd had some discussions about
yeah.
how to handle that. And when the story came out about me in a stance of safe fund and all that, we talked
yeah.
about how to handle that.
But, that's right.
But we weren't sitting around...
I don't.
Worrying about defendants and all that sort of thing.
No.
We didn't pay any attention to them.
Not at all.
To wonder when the trial would be, because there was a concern if the... That
yes, when the trial...
The election, that would
well,
be something we'd have to be prepared to deal with.
And that's exactly what...
And on the assumption, the only reason...
That's what
about,
may, that may have been, well, what that conversation the 15th was about.
Right. And we assumed that the trial would bring out a lot of facts about the thing. And in other words, if we had known that they were buying off defendants, we wouldn't have worried about the trial.
That's right. No, we don't. Well, they weren't. How do we know they were?
I don't know that they were, but I,
that's the whole point
they're making.
I know, but my point is, as far as, you know, the thing is that as far as you and John were concerned, when you did the so-called activating of Kalmbach, because, my God, Kalmbach didn't think he was raising money to buy off defendants.
Absolutely not.
He thought he was raising it for the purpose of defendants' fees for people that had been hired, employed by the committee. Wasn't
that's
that it?
Exactly right.
And at the time of the 350, you weren't thinking in terms of buying off defendants.
Absolutely not.
At that point, they'd been indicted, but they hadn't been hadn't pled yet, had they?
No.
Right. And that was the whole point. And, you know, at the time of the 21st, that was certainly trying to buy silence. There was no question about that. You know, the
yeah, but that was in relation to a totally different thing, and no action was taken.
Yeah, not by us. He'd claim, you know, he'd probably try to remember the next day, but, you know, that aside with Mitchell.
Yeah.
But that was again,
was
though.
Between him and Mitchell.
That's right. And you didn't
know. I still don't know what that meant.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's his problem.
We're in good shape. And
well,
you just got to hang tight.
You keep your faith, hang tight, and don't worry about those notes. Don't worry about those notes. They're mine. They belong to me. It's like that. It's like that damn Henry's notes. You know, Henry's got notes of things that he's taken. He's not going to let his notes ever be put out.
That's right.
Because they belong to me. Okay.
Okay.
Good luck, boy.
Thank you.